author of 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing, and you're listening to Secret 40 from the 52 Secrets. Now, if you don't remember, last week we talked about list building, and we've been talking about some, you know, the truth about list building, and I introduced a new buildmylist.com site, and one of the things that I did in buildmylist.com, and I'll tell you a little bit of a reason why I did it now, is I focused on email list building, but I talked about contact lists as opposed to email lists. Now, why did I do that? Well, because the first list that I really built up was, in fact, a contact list, not an email list, because at the time that I started building it, we wanted to get physical addresses from people, not just an email address. We wanted their postal code, their fax number, their mail address. We wanted contact information. And I still think that that's probably one of the best ways to go. Now, why am I saying that? Well, I was. This has been a long weekend, a national holiday where I live, and we just had my father-in-law handed an email to me that he had got, and I want to read part of it because it really sort of puts this whole thing about online selling, internet marketing in perspective. Now, I want you to think about this. You know, if you could shrink the Earth's population, not the internet population, but the Earth, to a village of precisely 100 people, and you wanted to keep all of the existing human ratios remaining the same, this is what it would look like, and this is why it's important. If you think about it, there would be 57 Asians, 21 Europeans, 14 from the Western Hemisphere, which means both North and South Americas, excuse me, and 8 Africans. 52 out of the 100 would be female, 48 would be male, 70 would be non-white, 30 would be white, 70 would be non-Christian, 30 would be Christian, 89 would be heterosexual, 11 would be homosexual, 6, now this is the important part, 6 people would possess 59% of the entire world's wealth, and all 6 would be from the United States, 80 out of 100 would live in substandard housing, 70 out of 100 would be unable to read, 50 would suffer from malnutrition, 1 would be near death, and 1 would be near birth, and 1, yes, only 1, would have a college education, and here's the important one, only 1 would own a computer. 1 out of 100, 1% of the world's population owns a computer. So here we are talking about online selling, and we've got a market that we can identify, but we've got 99% of that market that doesn't even have a computer. So what's this all about? Well, what you're going to find from me specifically, and remember, this is where I came from, is the offline world, the real world. And I think one of the, you know, we get so wrapped up with email marketing and search engines and joint ventures and web pages, you can't forget the offline world, and especially when it comes to list building, because it's been my experience that if you can get press and build buzz and start doing events that are offline, you can start to build your contact list faster. And in fact, you're seeing a lot of marketers who are starting to build in this whole bricks and clicks model into their online businesses. And it's coming full circle again. Whereas, you know, when the online internet stuff happened first off, people said, oh yeah, do everything online, everything online. And in fact, what's happening now is we're seeing a blended model, because the blended model provides better results, long-term results, and remember, we're talking about relationships with real people. Don't get hung up on doing everything online. You can build your marketing plans, you can build your campaigns, you can build your business around a blended model that includes offline activities and online activities. So everything that you do online, you should try and see, how can I hook this in? How can I complement what I'm doing offline? Or how can I start something offline and have an offline campaign and tie in my online activities? There's some really great benefits from this, because one of the things that happens is you can become viral offline just as much as you can become viral online. What do I mean by this? Specifically, press and buzz. You can start leveraging relationships you have by getting on radio shows, writing and sending articles into physical magazines, getting onto local community TV stations, doing seminars, all of the things that you would normally do in a real business. Don't be afraid to do them to complement your online business. Just make sure that they're tied together. And what you're going to find is that there's a longer lasting, higher value to the offline information and buzz that you build as opposed to the online. They're less fickle and more committed. So in everything that you do, think of bricks and clicks, web and mortar, online and offline, and see how you can tie them together. You're going to be amazed and delighted how quickly you can build your business online and offline. This is James Maduke speaking. You've been listening to Secret 40 from the 52 Secrets My Mom Never Told Me About Internet Marketing.